Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
A Hunger of Thorns by Lily Wilkinson. Read for you by Katie Sobey. With a note read by the author. Nan is very particular about tea. She orders a personalised blend from an under-the-counter botanica on the wrong side of town, and it gets shipped to her in bulk, a large wooden crate filled with vacuum-sealed packages. Nan decants them one by one into a floral tin with creaking hinges. Halmony bought her an electric kettle years ago, but Nan refuses to use it. She fills an ancient cast-iron kettle with rainwater from the tank outside the back door and lights the gas burner with a match. Nan doesn't ask if I want tea. The kettle is already on, with curls of steam and faint whistles escaping from the spout. I have made the journey downstairs from my bedroom. Now there will be tea. Tea is non-negotiable. I push aside 5 cross-stitched cushions, Nan's knitting basket, and 2 cats to make a space on the couch, and sit down. Princess Bari stalks away, offended, her tail twitching, but Guionbach clambers into my lap and starts kneading my thighs. His claws sink through the thin layers of my dress and the brand new stockings that Halmony bought me just for today. I imagine the pinprick holes widening and splitting into ladders, and feel a brief surge of wicked satisfaction. But these stockings are fancy, enchanted ones, and will not ladder. So I will remain neat and respectable. Put together, is how Dr. Slater would phrase it. Today, I have to be put together, even though I'm falling apart. Nan takes a pinch of tea from the floral tin and leans out the back door to sprinkle it on the doorstep, over the deep engraved marks of overlapping circles and daisy wheels that keep our house free of mischief. She opens another tin and fishes out a handful of Thrupney biscuits, which she plunks onto a china plate without ceremony.
All right, Miss Maud, she says to me.
Guionbach finally deems my lap sufficiently moulded to his requirements and settles himself into a furry brown puddle. I rub behind his ears, and he purrs. She reaches up to an open shelf cluttered with canisters, vases, and ugly little figurines of big-headed shepherdesses and frogs playing musical instruments, and takes down cups and saucers, painted with pink and yellow roses. A reading, then. When it's just tea, Nan uses Halmony's Bunchong stoneware cups, but white porcelain provides better contrast for reading tea leaves. The kettle on the stove begins to whistle in earnest. A plume.